when I walk in the club. All right, 11 a.m., week one Sunday. Officially time to start boozing. Vodka Red Bull Friday is powered by Scotty's Handcrafted Vodka. Scotty's Vodka is DMV made, super smooth, and now available in select Virginia ABC stores. A proud son of Virginia, our friend Mr. PFT Commenter joins the program. PFT, what's up, man?
Good morning. Happy football weekend, guys. We made it. So excited. Cannot wait for Sunday to come here. This is really a day where I would like to wake up and have a little Scotty's vodka, some Red Bull, get the day going. It feels like this is a holiday. This should be a national holiday weekend.
Dude, driving downtown today, I was listening to you guys, and hearing you guys talk, like doing just your regular wrap-up of last night's game, all of that, but like hearing the joy in your voice, you and Big Cat, talking about week one, just had me so fired up because the Thursday night game's awesome. We're all going to watch Brazil tonight, even if it looks weird. And then Sunday is, you know, I got to work all day, but like I'm consuming football all day.
Yeah.
There's two seasons in America. There's football season and not football season. That's all. That's what we got. And now we're in the good part.
I agree. And also JMU tonight, big game for JMU going into Louisville.
I like that.
Very excited to watch that one. But you're so right about football and non-football seasons, because the second football kicks off, I think back to what I did over the summer, and I think about all the sports and all the stuff that I kind of pretended to really get into. Like, I and I'm disgusted with myself. I remember like 3 months ago, I was watching Friday non-major competitive golf on television, and I was locked in, and I thought I liked it, and now I'm like, you didn't even enjoy that one a hundredth of how much you enjoy football. And just being in football season, and I'm so pumped up. Just like previewing the games, looking at the matchups, and just talking ball. And at some point, you know, like there's only so much that we can say before the games kick off. But it's the anticipation, and I love it. I love it so much. This is it's the best time of year.
I was telling JP last week, you know, you're football depraved when you're dialed into Army and Tarleton State as if it matters. That's kind of where I was last week.
Well, I can deal with that because that's technically ball, that's football, but when you get in the summertime and you're like watching the Olympics and you're like you're pumped about fencing, oh I got to watch fencing today because you got a couple dollars on it, like it's a sad state to be in, but we're all in there, we're all in it together, and I'm not going to stop enjoying other sports in the summertime, but the amount of joy that I get from football just absolutely smashes any other sport, and I'm just so thankful that we're back.
I'm right there with you. You know what's a lot of fun, PFT, is hosting a 4-hour sports radio show in like early July. That's when it's really hitting right there.
I love hearing JP break down the Nationals pitching staff. There's nothing better.
I mean, they're 30 games under 500. Sue me.
Oh man, I spent about 6 hours the other day going and watching film and looking at stats for like the Nats players that we have in the farm system right now. I'm talking like single A, double A.
That's where you got to go.
I was like getting excited about it. And again, I'm still going to be excited about the Nats, but the fact that I was able to wring a small amount of joy out of that, it's just it goes to show you just how much more football season means to me and just the vibe in the air. You know what? Nature is truly healing. Yesterday morning here in Chicago, I'm getting ready to go to work. I go downstairs, walk outside. It's 50 degrees. Nature knows. Nature knows that it's football season. And that was it was just a great day yesterday. It's going to be a great day today. And it's going to be the best day on Sunday.
All right, so before we start talking Commanders-Giants week one, what did you think last night? I said this, and I don't know if you agree. I think from a burgundy and gold lens, last night was kind of like the worst possible outcome because Philly still got the win. And Dallas did not look like a disaster. They looked like they, at least offensively, are going to be pretty competitive.
I agree with you. Yeah, that was my thought entirely. The second the game ended, I was walking in the studio getting ready to record PMT, and Max was in front of me, and he was excited because that's actually a great feeling that you have on Thursday for team plays. If you win a Thursday night game, the entire weekend is a free roll. You're excited.
Right.
You got nothing to lose. You get to just calmly enjoy football like a normal human being. And so I was just walking in there talking to Max, who's a Philly fan. I was like, man, this is really bad for me. This is exactly what I did not need because I thought Dak looked awesome last night. I thought he played really, really well. The drops that CeeDee had, they were still like perfectly thrown balls. Dak played good enough to win that game. In fact, I think the biggest swing of the game, besides Jalen Carter getting ejected before it even started, was Dak's tackle that he made on that fumble.
That was huge. Mm-hmm. That's six.
That was going to be 6 points. And, you know, if they go in and they score a touchdown there, it's obviously a different game. They were knocking on the doorstep. But then George Pickens reared his beautiful head and clothesline Blankenship and kind of knocked him back a little bit. By the way, George Pickens, I'm going to be very interested to see what happens when he goes up against the Commanders, because he's liable to be the best football player on the field at any given time, but he's also liable to completely go insane and just black out and do something crazy. My theory is that when he puts on the shiesty that he wears, when he puts that on, he actually thinks he transforms into Sub-Zero or into Scorpion, and he becomes like a video game character, and he will do the craziest stuff, but he will also make the most amazing plays. I just hope that by the time we play against the Cowboys, and when's our first matchup again? I need to look at the schedule and remind myself.
Mid-October. I think week six-ish.
Okay, that's right in the primetime zone for Pickens to start just absolutely freaking out on his own team, because he's going into a contract season, or this is a contract year for him, and CeeDee Lamb is getting way more targets than he is. That is not going to sit well with George Pickens. I can tell you right now, that's going to be an issue for him down the line. But you're right. The Cowboys, I thought they looked really, really good, considering we buried them. They were 0-17 before the season started, right, because of how the Micah Parsons situation went down. And the Eagles, their defense, a little questionable at times. The secondary didn't look great, and they were certainly missing a big guy up the middle with Jalen Carter. But Jalen Hurts played just about as good as he can play last night. Like, there's no step back for that guy. And Saquon's going to be Saquon. I'd say worst-case scenario for Commanders fans just based on that one game. But I'm going to take it with a perspective of you got to beat somebody to be somebody, right? So we're going to find out if we're good.
Real quick, tonight's game, Chiefs and Chargers. You think the AFC still runs through KC? Do you see Baltimore or Buffalo or one of these teams being able to get through them, or is KC going to go back to the Super Bowl again?
My general policy about the Kansas City Chiefs is I'm trying to stay off the highlight reels for Kansas City, because they do this every year. Somebody doubts them, and then they have like a video that comes out where it's all the talking heads in the media that were like, Chiefs are done, Chiefs are washed, they stink, they're never going to win another division again. And then they end up going 15-2, and then you look like a real idiot. So my policy is to not give Chiefs fans or the Chiefs any sort of bulletin board material. So I will believe in the Chiefs until further notice, until they're actually the season's over and they haven't won that division. I'm just going to blindly pick them. I picked them. I think I congratulated them on winning the AFC West this morning. So I think that they've done enough. They've proven enough. I believe that they're going to win until they don't.
I heard that on PMT this morning. You guys did say that. And let's be real. You don't want to be on the wrong side of Chiefaholic either.
No. I mean, he might have been the one that shot to Andy Reid's window a year ago.
Who knows?
That was a wild story.
Wild.
That kind of just popped up for a day and then quietly disappeared.
I think
somebody's actually gunning for Andy Reid.
I think the Chiefs just run Kansas City so much that the media out there is like, okay, coach, you want this to go away? It's gone. Talking with our friend PFT commenter here on the Rude Guest Hotline. Of course, check out all PFT's work, Barstool Sports, the Pardon My Take podcast, biggest sports podcast in the world, national sports podcast. Let's talk about your team, the Burgundy and Gold. The Washington Commanders taking on the New York Giants Sunday, 1:00, Northwest Stadium. How you feeling?
I'm fluctuating. I think a lot of people are fluctuating like I am, because going into a season with expectations it's a different feeling for us. So I'm kind of like, I don't know how to handle that. I don't know how to handle, you know, the possibility of crushing disappointment being a part of my life again, because I was kind of numb to it for a long time. And now I've got, you know, the expectation in the season where, and I think this is actually a healthy perspective to have. Tell me what you guys think. I think that we're going to be a much improved team this year. I think that we're going to be better than we were last year. But I don't know that our record is going to be as good as it was last year when it's all said and done. I think that's a pretty realistic expectation to have. And I could easily see it happening. On paper, our roster is much improved to where we were at this time in 2024. The schedule is going to be harder. And it's going to be hard to get all the breaks that we got last year. Now, I'm not saying luck all the time, because we put ourselves in position to win and we didn't make mistakes down the stretch. And we had some of the most clutch quarterback play that you've ever seen in the history of the NFL on third, fourth downs at the end of games. There's just a lot of stuff that could go wrong that we could get unlucky on. So I think it's going to be tough to get to 12 wins again, but I think that we could easily be a 10-win, 11-win team with more talent than we had last year. So week one against the Giants, we got to go out there and take care of business. I mean, they've got a great, great pass rush. Abdul Carter, I wish that he was not in the division, even though he hasn't taken a snap yet. I just kind of see big things happening for that guy. So I'm gonna put trust in Dan Quinn and Cliff to come up with a good offensive game plan to try to minimize that. I'm so excited to watch Debo out there and see what that looks like in live fire under real competition on Sundays. See what he's got left in the tank. I think he's going to be a great player because I love watching Debo Samuel play. He is so fun when he's got the ball in his hand. So I'm looking for a big game out of Debo. I'm looking for great cornerback play too. I want to see Amos out there. I want to see what it looks like. You know. Like I've read all the reports coming out of training camp. I want to see what that secondary looks like. I want to get fired up because we're locking guys up on third down. So my prediction for this week is going to be 27-10, and I think it should. It's going to be easier than I'm afraid of making a prediction that is that far apart in terms of like a divisional matchup. But I want to say it, and I want to force myself to believe in it. 27-10, Commanders. Defense steps up big time. Russell Wilson's not good. He's just not a good quarterback anymore. I know he's still got the moon ball. That's why I'm counting on the secondary to be running step for step with the Giants wide receivers. So I'm going to say 27-10, Commanders, and it's a great way to kick off the season. Sell out crowd in Rowlett, Maryland, and we got all the momentum going into week two.
It's going to be fun, man. I kind of see it similarly. We got to see it on the field, but I really like what Washington has done, and I think the Giants are going to struggle to run the football and make this thing one way, and Russ will probably turn it over a little bit, and Jaden's the difference, yeah. Man.
And just don't let Malik Nabers beat you.
Right.
Yep.
PFT, I always appreciate you making time for us, dude. Thank you very much. Enjoy the games. Go Dukes tonight. Dukes and the Terps playing tonight.
Oh, let's go. Love it. So let's get a double win tonight for the boys. And, this is a major scenario game for the James Madison Dukes. I think if we beat Louisville tonight, if we can go in there, I think we're 14-point dogs. If we go in there and we walk out with a win somehow, that would mean, in my estimation, that we fully control our destiny. And if we go undefeated in the Sun Belt, and college football playoff. I'm looking so far ahead right now, but that's what football season is all about. I'm just saying it's there. It's there for the taking if we can go in and pull off this upset tonight.
I love it. Thank you, brother. Appreciate the time.
All right. See you guys. Have a great weekend.
That's the great PFT commenter. Check out the Pardon My Take podcast. Follow him on Twitter and Instagram, TikTok. PFT's everywhere. Appreciate him joining us. When we come back, Tiki Barber joins the program. Governor Moore, PFT commenter, Tiki Barber. How about that?